Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. D. Adio Moses, the founder of Better Than Ever After Divorce Telesummit, and the host also. I'm so happy that you're all here to join us today in our wonderful, wonderful, great, fantastic presentation with my good friend, Rosalyn Sidaka. As we all know, divorce is a very painful and traumatic experience for everyone, including children. Most children of whose parents divorced report a lonelier, less protected, and more stress-filled childhood. The objective of this summit is to help bring healing and restore hope, to provide you with tools, you and your children to use these tools to survive this particular phase that you are going through or that you have been through. And this is the main reason why we have assembled 24 experts from different parts of the world that will speak on different subjects, all geared towards you and your children or your child living better than ever after this experience. Well, I would like now for all of us to take a deep breath. And as you just take that deep breath, give yourself the permission to be here. And now I'm going to say our summit prayer. Dear God, where there's harmony, may you bring Where there's disharmony, may you bring harmony. Where there is pain and hurt, may you bring healing. Where there is loss, may you bring comfort. Where there is blame, may you bring acceptance. Where there's grudge, may you bring forgiveness. Where there's anxiety, may you bring peace. Where there's confusion, may you bring clarity. Where all hope seems to be lost, may you restore hope and faith. And so it is. Hello, everyone, again. And it is my great, great honor to introduce to you our guest today. This wonderful, formidable woman is Rosalyn Sidaka, who is recognized as the voice of child-centered divorce. Rosalind has written a unique book based on her own experience with divorce more than a decade ago. At that time, she developed an innovative new approach to breaking the news to her 11-year-old son. Today, that son is a grown man who proudly wrote the introduction of her ebook, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? It creates a storybook guide to preparing your children with love. Rosalind has created the Child Centered Divorce Network for Parents and is an advisor at parentalwisdom.com. She's also on the board of directors of WE Magazine for Women and Child Sharing, Inc. She's a contributing expert for Divorce360.com and Kids Come First Coalition. She's on the panel of experts for the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children and a contributing writer for Exceptional People Magazine. She has the number one blog listing on best resources for divorced parents and separated families. She's also the 208th national first place winner of the Victorious Woman Award. Today, Rosalind will share her personal insights on serious parenting mistakes to avoid and tips for successful parenting after divorce. join me in welcoming a woman who has created a very unique approach to a very difficult situation, Rosalind Sidaka. Hello, my friend.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, welcome. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you
for bringing such wonderful, you know, information, bringing yourself to this awesome space that we have and bringing so much knowledge. It is such an honor to have you here.
Well, I'm honored that I was invited, and I do have a lot to share with everyone.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So can you just tell us a little bit about what your program is going to be about, and then you can tell us also a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. I'm going to talk about some of the most dangerous mistakes that parents make, most of them innocently without intending, but mistakes that are costly to the emotional and psychological and physical well-being of their children and also themselves. And the effect, the negative effects of some of these poor decisions not only will impact their lives and your children's lives for the next few years, but literally for decades to come and for the rest of your lives. So any way that I could prevent these needless mistakes from being repeated again and again, decade after decade, generation after generation, there are so many lives that can be saved and more happy outcomes for families that have gone through the divorce experience.
Oh, that's really wonderful. And that's a lifetime commitment you're making to them.
Absolutely. And my commitment began in my own story. I was so traumatized by how to approach telling my own son about divorce, and I spent literally weeks and weeks not sleeping because I couldn't figure out a good way to break the news to him, and I knew he was going to be very devastated, as most children are. Even when they have a sense that things aren't going right, the word divorce really creates a lot of emotional turmoil for children. And I looked at books, and they tell you what to say, but no one really tells you how to say it. And finally, one night at like 4 a.m, I came up with an idea, and I followed through with it. It was like an inspiring thought, and I came up with a storybook that I created with family history and talking about my approach to wanting to safeguard my son and protect him. And I put the very simple text in a photo album with family pictures and presented it to him at the time that his dad and I broke the divorce news. And it really was a very effective tool, because it not only created a script for us so that we made sure that we said everything we wanted to say, but it became something that he could read over and over again in the days and the weeks and months that followed, reminding him of the good messages that I wanted him to have. And it was more than a decade later that I actually wrote the book to share with other people. And I did it in the template form, and that's why it's an ebook, because you download it and then you select the age-appropriate template for the age of your child and customize the text to fill in information about you and your own family and your own children. So when the children are reading it, they're reading a storybook about them and their family and their parents, and it's something they can relate to. And it focuses on 6 key messages that every child needs to hear during and before, during, and after the divorce process to reassure them and give them security. And the book has just taken off internationally because people are buying it in countries I didn't even know they spoke English, because at this point it is only in English. But people are buying it, and I've just gotten such reward. And ultimately followed up with a book by creating the Child-Centered Divorce Network, which provides resources, advice, tips, articles, coaching, and all kinds of information that parents can go to and access when they need it to help them create what I call a child-centered divorce. and I have professionals who I call the good guys, the child-centered professionals who are therapists, attorneys, mediators, educators, financial planners, divorce coaches, all who are in alignment about putting your children's emotional and psychological needs first whenever divorce is taking place, getting out of litigation, getting out of the courts, and giving the power back to the families to control their future with wisdom, with high consciousness, and with a lot of compassion for the plight of their children who are innocent. And so that's the origin of how this became a passion in my life. And you could tell I am very passionate about the subject.
Oh, I can tell. And, you know, it is really so wonderful to hear you say this, because when I went through my own divorce, I didn't know that this book was around. I tell you, I would have bought it then. And every mother will tell you that those sleepless nights, it happened to every mother.
Yes.
Because it's very difficult to know how you'll say it. It's very difficult. And that is why many families, many mothers cannot leave, because they don't even know how to break the news to their children. And you have just solved that problem for so many women. I really commend you.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Really
and I do
wonderful.
Have to tell you that my divorce had a very happy ending in that when my son became a young man in his early 20s, he came to me one day and said, "You know, Ma, you and Dad handled the divorce so well. I am so grateful, because I have so many friends whose lives were devastated. I just want to thank you." And
I think that was
the most gratifying moment in my life as a parent, to have my son as an adult say that to me.
That is what I want
for everyone who's listening to this call, to have an outcome that's positive and happy. And despite the challenges you're facing now, and I know divorce comes with tons of challenges, there are better ways to approach it, and there are skills you could learn, and there are strategies that you can use to make smarter moves, better decisions, and have the happy ending that every family deserves for the sake of the kids.
Oh, that is wonderful to hear for many mothers, because, you know, when you have your children or your child come to you and say, "Thank you, you handled it well." I mean, I know that night you were just beaming with smile and you were so happy.
I still am. I think that's the greatest achievement of my life, you know, to say that. And then when he volunteered, when I wrote the book, which was many years after, and he volunteered to write the foreword for me, and that's very, very special.
So when you're talking about dangerous mistakes, what do you mean by that?
Well, the dangerous mistakes are the repercussions of the decisions that parents make, either when they begin the divorce, while they're moving through it, or after the divorce, because the repercussions are long-term, as I mentioned. They'll affect mm-hmm. your children for months, years, and decades to come and throughout their lifetime. And there are many incidents of adult children of divorce who have severed relationships with their parents or with one of their parents because they're so angry about certain situations that happened. Sometimes parents think they can fool their children into certain things and that the truth will never come out. But ultimately, in the long term, it does. And you want to be in high integrity, and you want to remember that you are a role model for your children. So if you're behaving in deceitful ways, if you're manipulating your children, if you're telling lies and doing things that really are not wonderful models, that's what you're showing and teaching your children. And you're starting them off in a very negative plane. It isn't always the easiest route to take the high road, but I firmly believe that in the long run, the parents who are the role models, who take the high road, who make the more conscious, aware decisions, who try harder to communicate with your ex, even when your ex is being a you-know-what, then those are the parents who are going to get the rewards in the long term. Even if in the short term it's not looking too favorable and you're very frustrated and angry and resentful. So there's light at the end of the tunnel for people who understand that you have choices and you have to be responsible as a parent for your children.
So what do you think make parents make this mistake that you're talking about?
Unfortunately, divorce fills us with all kinds of intense emotions. We are filled with anger and resentfulness and insecurities and shame, and our egos are just flowing over with self-righteousness and being wronged. And those kinds of emotions swell up. If you don't have children, go ahead and hate your ex and move on in your life and you don't have to see them again. And fine, deal with that. But when you have children, you have to stop and realize that whatever you're doing, if your children are caught up in the middle of it, you're creating consequences for those children. And parents get so caught up in their own drama, and we all know how painful and dramatic and hurtful and confusing divorce is for us as adults. Sometimes parents fail to realize what's going on for those little young psyches. And even teenagers, sometimes they look like they're little adults, and we talk to them as if they are, but they aren't. And children
yes.
get wounded and confused and hurt and caught up in our emotional entanglements, and that's where the problems lie, and that's what we really want to talk about tonight.
Yes, yes. So what are the worst mistakes that you have seen after divorce that parents have made?
There are many, many, and they're common. So let's go over as many as we can so people can, those who are preparing for divorce can prevent them, and those of you who may have done some of these things can understand that you can reverse those behaviors. You can make different choices, and your children will appreciate that and forgive you. So one of them, and absolutely the worst, is fighting in front of your children. Studies have shown that it isn't divorce per se that harms and scars kids, the way people throw that around. It's the fighting and the battles surrounding the divorce that hurts the children. That's why families that stay together and don't get a divorce, but if they're still filled with anger and tension and high emotion in the home, those children are harmed just as deeply emotionally as children with divorce, because it's the fighting. So the first agreement one needs to make is that whatever battles and disagreements we may have, we do not act them out in front of the children, because it pains children to hear two people that they love fighting, and they feel like there's something they can do about it, but there is nothing they can do about it. They also blame themselves.
Yes.
And the worse the fighting, the more they blame themselves. If only I was a better girl, maybe if I didn't get in trouble in school last month, maybe if I listened to Daddy when he said this, they wouldn't be getting divorced. Children don't have the sophistication to understand the complexity of what's going on, and so their little minds come up with ways that they try to put things together and make mom and dad love each other again, and it's not going to work, and they're filled with pain. So keep the fighting away from the children. Another problem is asking your children to bear the weight of making decisions or choosing sides. When children feel very guilty if they have to choose between mom and dad, it's painful enough to know that you're going to be living in one house or another, or things are going to be changing in your normal routines. But if you ask them to make a decision, no matter which way they go, they're going to feel guilty and hurt and embarrassed and ashamed. It's much better to tell the children that mom and dad decided this, that, and the other thing are happening. Even if they're angry, they won't be feeling guilty that it's their decision. And you want to keep them from these deep emotional wounds. A third major mistake is using your children as spies between the homes. Children are going, seeing dad sometimes, mom
yeah.
sometimes. And when they
Many
come home, you're asking...
That.
What did Daddy do? What did he feed you? Where did Mommy take you? Did she have a friend over? All of those questions. We forget the pressure that puts on children. They want to be honest and tell the truth. They want to protect the other parent who says, don't tell Mom that this and that happened. They are caught in a vise no matter which way they go. Same thing with using your children as messengers. your children are not there to be reminding dad to pick you up at 2:30 after sports or after a party or something. Those things have to be done between parents. There's very sophisticated software on the internet now where you could have schedules, you can have emails, you don't even have to speak on the phone if you don't want. But there's ways of handling your communications without having your children be messengers. We just forget that it burdens them, and they're not going to tell you. They don't have the words and the language to say, you know, this hurts me and confuses me, and I don't feel good, especially when there's little white lies. Don't let Dad know that we stayed out a little extra, those kinds of things. So don't do it to your children, and you will be giving them the relief of enjoying their childhood. That's the most important thing you can do when a divorce takes place, is remember that your kids are in the middle of their childhood, and we want them to continue living the childhood that they deserve and not making them little adults way before their time because mom and dad aren't mature enough to handle their situations. So
yes,
those are very important mistakes to think about. And another one that's very hurtful is confiding adult information and details to children so that you can attract their allegiance and their sympathy. It's so tempting to be talking to your children and letting them know that one parent had an affair or is an alcoholic or did some other thing and that's why you're breaking up and that it was dad's fault. And it's just so tempting to be saying those things. And what we don't understand is that children aren't prepared to hear and handle all of that. Again, they feel torn. They love mom and dad. And when mom tells them something bad about dad and they love dad, then maybe there's something bad about me too. Maybe there's something wrong with me. They don't know how to adapt to that kind of information. It's a tremendous weight. It creates guilt and confusion. And the last thing children need in their lives are guilt and confusion. Going through childhood is hard enough. Just going through school is hard enough. Dealing with friends and all the normal stresses of being a kid. They don't need to have the burden of your adult information compounding on them. So don't look to them to be your confidant. Go to your friends. Go to a therapist. Go to
adults. You know, to be their best friend.
Yes.
I've had so many mothers call their daughters, or, you know, she's my best friend.
That's right.
Yeah, why don't you go and find your own best friend?
Yes.
And let her have her own age group as her best friend.
They do not understand that while it may be good for mom, it is not good for the children, and they're hurting their children, and the children don't have the words to tell you. Even if they're aware of it, they would never hurt you to tell you. So we as adults have to have the awareness about this. And connected to that is never put down or disrespect or alienate the other parent. No matter how you feel about that other parent, about your former spouse, it is devastating and confusing to your children to hear you do the put downs. Again, they feel guilty for loving the parent that's being put down. They're very confused. They're shamed. And no good can come from it. Another mistake is lying to your children to justify the decisions you made. So if you've made certain decisions in your parenting and you feel the need to justify it so that your children don't ask, well, how come we can't see dad more often? How come we can't do this and that we used to do? When you actually come up with lies, then you're giving your children the opportunity to turn around when they grow up and really resent you, because ultimately these things get found out and you get put in your place. So you never want to lie to your children. At the same time, you don't want to be confiding adult information, as I mentioned, to the children. This isn't a place to be giving them the details of the divorce before they're adults. If you, when they're 25, want to talk to them and tell them the truth about what happened in more detail, then at least they have the awareness at that age as adults to handle it and you can have a conversation. But burdening a 17-year-old or a 7-year-old is poor parenting, and it's really abusive. And parents don't think about the fact that they are being abusive when they're doing things like that.
Yeah, they don't think about that at all. And I think most parents at that time, they're very self-centered. You know, they're thinking about themselves only, not really looking at it from the point of the child.
Yes. That's the whole key. And that's why I always remind the parents that I coach to put yourself in your child's shoes and see the experience from their eyes. Become 5 or 9 or 15 and see what the world is like. And when you do, it kind of clarifies things for you, and you remember, you realize that these little people don't have the sophisticated brain capacities that adults have. Their brains have not evolved in that level. They can't make the same decisions that we make, and they're confused. And what happens is they hold in their pain because they see you hurting, and they don't want to further burden you. And so they either go inward and become depressed and detached and sort of disconnect with life, or they turn outward and become behavior problems, get aggressive, and get very angry and carry that anger out in behavior problems at school and bullying and other issues like that. Either way, those are all consequences of divorce handled poorly. I have a good friend who's a child psychiatrist, and she says that 90% of the cases she sees when parents bring in children because they have behavior problems, when she talks to them after a while, she finds out that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years prior, there was a divorce that wasn't handled well, and these behavior problems just slowly simmer because they're not attended to, and finally the children are severely depressed or severely acting out and dangerous and belligerent. And it's always because the parents did not handle the situation right. So this is something that can be nipped in the bud, and you also can be aware. Look for signs and signals in your children. And we have a lot of that in the coaching program course so that you can look and early on, if your children are having problems with a divorce, that's the time to be talking to them, bringing a professional in, getting a group involved, getting the school involved.
Yes.
There are many
yes.
options that are available.
Don't just ignore it. Don't just think that, oh, you know, he or she is just acting up, or they just, you know, they don't want to be in another city, or they don't want to be in another home. You know, it's usually much more than that. And it's only professionals that can really find what it is that, you know, they need to work on.
Exactly. Now, you know, we just talked about the worst and the dark side, but divorce doesn't have to have a dark side, and it can be a very positive experience. So there's other things that we can be talking
yes,
about
yes.
to help
parents. I would
parents.
Love to hear that. Please tell
yes.
us about the positive experience. Positive side of it, because we don't hear much of that.
I know, and in some cases, divorce is really the best thing for a family, because if the family, especially those children, were living for months or years with tension and stress at home, and the parents were fighting constantly, it's a relief for some children to have the
yes.
parents separated in two separate houses. And mom and dad can move on to other relationships, hopefully healthier relationships in time, and life can be more peaceful. So the divorce doesn't have to be a crisis. It's just a matter of the decisions you make regarding how you deal with the divorce with the children. And, Dee, there are some very important questions that in all of my coaching I advise the parents to think about, profound questions that can stop you in your tracks before you make some dangerous mistakes.
So what kind of questions are those?
The first one is, do you love your children more than you hate your ex? I'm going to repeat that. Do you love your children more than you hate your ex? Regardless of how you feel about your former spouse, and not everyone who gets divorced hates their former spouse, but in the extreme cases where they do, and you're so tempted to do things to hurt them and get back at them, if you ask yourself and realize that loving your children is more important, then it'll stop you from doing things that inadvertently are going to hurt those children. When you think you're trying to hurt your ex, but everything you're doing is hurting your children at the same time, then you're losing sight of what's important. And that question can really get people to stop in their tracks and think before they make decisions that are going to have negative consequences for the entire family. Some other questions that I really like to have clients think about is, what will my children say to me when they're grown about the way I handle the divorce? That's something that really sobers you up, because right now if little Johnny is 5 or 9 or 13 or even 18, it's hard to believe that he's ever going to be a grown young man, and same with the young women. But they are. It's going to happen. They're going to grow up, and one day they're going to look at you and ask questions that you don't want to be answering. So ask yourself, are they going to understand the decisions I made? Will they thank me for putting their best interests first, or will they be angry about those decisions? If you could think about that now, it's going to keep you from doing things out of spite, out of resentment, out of anger, that's going to scar your children and hurt the entire family. Because even after divorce, if you're a parent, you still have a family unit. You still are connected on some level for the rest of your lives. And so how that family unit works is very important, because children have occasions continuously. There's school events, there's graduations, there's birthday parties and holidays, there's moving into college and marriage, weddings ahead, and all of those wonderful occasions that families share together. And are you going to be mature and responsible in the way you handle those times together, so that mom and dad can be in the same room during these special times? Or are you going to burden your children by creating all kinds of insanity? I know people who both parents couldn't be at the wedding at the same time, can't be in the same room for graduations. The parents are so selfish in their hatred, they forget what it's like to be the children who have to be coping with all of that. So this is the time to think about it and make decisions about what you can do on behalf of your children. You don't have to love your former spouse, but you certainly can be a responsible, mature adult in the way you handle being with them.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to just say that there's another question that I'd like to ask, and that is, how can we make life better for our children after the divorce than it was before? We all know that life at home has not been so great before a divorce, and the kids pay the price very often. And if the parents can get together and say, listen, we're getting the divorce, we're going to make some changes, we're not going to be seeing each other and in each other's lives nearly as much, but we still love these children, what can we do to make life better for them after the divorce than it was beforehand? There are things that we can do, and especially being responsible and mature in the way we interact with one another. What other things can we do? Those are the ways that you can co-parent cooperatively and positively. And it makes such a difference in the outcome for your children.
You know, when things happen, I think sometimes, like what we were saying yesterday, we had, as you know, we had Janet Bray Atwood here,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling us about you know, her own experience and how she was able to overcome the pain and the trauma of the divorce, and then really became, you know, a business partner with her ex-husband. And now they're, you know, doing so well together. She's the godmother of his children.
Oh.
And that is all that you're talking about here.
Yes.
That everything is, there can be a gift that comes in out of every situation. And she said something very profound, that until she started seeing her life, her situation as a gift, and started looking for the gift inside of that breakup, that was when her healing really started. So she wasn't looking at, you know, all the blame game and all the unforgiveness and all the things that we talk about. All she was looking for was, what is the gift in this? And look at her life today. She was able to embrace that gift. She was able to continue being friendly with her ex and his wife and his children. It's just incredible. And she said one major thing, that it is self-inquiry, that we have to know that only we are the only one that can hurt ourselves. So if, as we're hurting ourselves, we're hurting our children. And, you know, listening to you today just really confirmed everything that we were talking about yesterday. And, you know, we don't really realize how much our children are being hurt. We don't really realize that.
Yes. And they don't have the words, they don't have the means to share with us their hurt and pain. And that's why it ends up being taken out in behaviors that slowly erupt from the core of their souls. So we have to be very diligent as parents. We really have to be watching them, because you know your children and you could look for signs and talk to them. Children don't want to be lectured. So sitting them down and just asking them, how are you feeling about the divorce, or how do you feel about this and that? Very often, we all know children don't want to talk. The older they get, especially as teenagers, they certainly don't want to talk. But there are times and there are ways when you can communicate with your children and find things out. And one of the best times is when you have them in the car and you're taking them to and from school or a sports game or a class or a lesson or something like that, or to a friend's house, and you have that 15-minute period. And you can just start chatting about things and asking open-ended questions. And some of the best advice I can give is be a good listener as a parent, because your kids aren't always going to tell you straight out what they're feeling. But if you listen to tone and intonation and the expression on their faces and their body language, their posture, you can read a lot about them. And if you listen and just repeat back to them, it's called active listening, and say, so you're saying you're very frustrated with your math class. And they'll say, yeah, I'm really frustrated because my teacher is this and that. And the more you listen, the more they'll be open to start talking about that frustration. May lead to talking about a frustration about an experience at dad's house. And what you want to be doing is not telling them what to think, but acknowledging that they have the right to feel what they're feeling and thinking what they're thinking. They may not always be happy with what's happening. And it takes a big parent to say, I understand you're disappointed about this. Dad and I tried our best to arrange this, and at the moment, this is the best we can do. But we do appreciate your letting us know, and we'll take that into account. So talk to the kids and hear them and let them express, let them vent, and don't make them wrong for feeling what they're feeling, even if it isn't what you want to hear. And equally important is be able to acknowledge when you've made a mistake. Every one of us has made mistakes. I've made mistakes after my divorce and in parenting. I learned the hard way, and that's why more than 10 years after the divorce is when I wrote the book and was able to put a lot of wisdom in there that I gleaned from my own mistakes. But if you suddenly realize that you've been doing something that isn't in their best interest, it takes a very big person to acknowledge to their children and say, you know, Mom made a mistake. I shouldn't have complained about when you did this. I should have let you do that. It wasn't right for me to keep you from seeing your dad when he asked for this. Whatever the situation is, if you could acknowledge that you made a mistake, not only are you being mature and responsible, but you're being an ideal role model for your children, for them to realize that even when they do things that are awkward and wrong and didn't work out well, that they can give themselves permission to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, and I'm going to change. If you stick to your guns and stick to a bad decision and just say, well, this is the way it is now, I can't undo it, then you're leading them in the wrong direction, and you're going to get more negative consequences. Any mistake can be undone. It doesn't matter how long it's happened. You can undo a mistake. You could acknowledge it. You will be forgiven because no one on the planet loves you more than your children. Our children will tolerate amazing abuse and still love us. And we have to realize that we want to do well by them.
Yes. Yes, that is so true. And when as you're speaking, I was wondering that for mothers or for parents that have really made this, you know, big mistakes and even the small ones, you're advising that should they, let's say the child is out of the house now, how do they get to that place that they can both talk about it and say, you know, I'm sorry, this is what happened or that, you know, can you just give them some examples of what to use, how, what kind of opening statements to use?
Yeah, basically it's sitting down. You want to pick the right time and right place, the time when they're, when you're alone and there's not a lot of pressure. You never want to bring up intensely sensitive situations in the midst of a fight or other disagreements. So you don't start throwing up other things and bringing up new challenges. But if you're in a peaceful situation and you're taking a walk together or driving together or sitting in a park together or on a bench, and you say, you know, there's something that's been bothering me for a while, and I just wanted to let you know that I've given this a lot of thought, and I realize that I made a mistake when I decided to do X, Y, and Z, and I really regret that. You deserved better, and I see that it really hurt you. It hurt the family. I did it because of this and that, but I regret it. I just want to apologize to you, and I hope you could forgive me. I hope you can understand. When anyone comes to you in that tone, in most cases, the person is much more likely to forgive. And if not, then they'll let them vent and just acknowledge their right to be angry and vent. Because behind anger is always hurt.
Yes.
So if your children are really angry, what happened is that they were deeply hurt and wounded, and this is the only way they know how to behave. And so you're giving them permission to see that they could be more mature. And that's the same thing with talking to your ex. Issues are going to happen. Adults don't get along all the time when they're married. They certainly don't get along all the time after the divorce. So the things are going to come up. But if you approach your communication in a way where you're not putting your ex on the defensive, when you're not using you language and pointing your finger, you did this, why do you always, it's always this way, and instead start using I language about, I was really hurt by what you said last week. I wish you wouldn't be late when we make an appointment because the kids really are hurt about that. I wish, I need, I feel, and then you're owning whatever it is. And then you have to listen and give them an opportunity to share in the same way their feelings and acknowledge it. And say something like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that's how you felt about it. I was mistaken. Or I'm sorry because I guess I jumped to conclusions. If you're talking civilly, even to an ex who you really think is an SOB, even someone who you really know is not an easy case, the more you step up to the plate and give them an opportunity through your communication skills to be more civil, the less on the defensive they'll be and the less likely they are to be jumping in your face and is escalating. The whole idea in communication is to de-escalate when the communication is tense and negative. And it only takes one person to de-escalate a situation, and it has to be you because you know better. We can't go tit for tat and say, well, the way he treats me, and so that's the way I'm going to treat him back. Because he's not going to change or learn anything. And if the outcome is creating stress for you and it's creating stress for your children, then something has to give. And communication skills, learning how to say things, how to phrase things, how to diffuse tension is wonderful in every facet of your life. It'll take you long and far in getting along better with your children and other people at work, but especially when you have post-marital situations and tensions with your ex. because you want that relationship to be as smooth as possible. Because on some level, you are still a family, will always be a family, and you want to remind your children that one of the major messages that we want to give our children at the very beginning when we're breaking the news about divorce is reminding them that mom and dad will always love you and mom and dad will always be your mom and dad.
Mom and dad, yes.
Even if they remarry and there's other adult figures in your life, that doesn't mean anyone is going to replace your mom or dad. It's very important for children to know that. You also want to remind them that they're going to be safe because mom and dad are making mature, responsible decisions. And that always remind them that this is not their fault. No matter what's happening, even when parents are fighting about the kids, it's never the kids' fault. Children didn't ask for this. They're victims, and we have to remember to remind them that they're innocent. And then you have to keep reminding them that mom and dad will always love you, no matter how far away we may be, and no matter how frequently or not we see you, our love for you never changes. But one of the most important messages is that this is about change and not about blame. When you're talking to your children, you don't get into the dynamics of the divorce, the adult information, and you talk about this as another chapter in your life. Life is filled with change. You grow older every year, you change your clothing styles, your hairstyles, you have a new teacher in school, different grade, different sports. Life is filled with those changes. Well, this is another change in our family's life. This is like another chapter in our life. And change doesn't have to be bad. We're looking forward to this new chapter to be even better for everyone in the family. And if you reinforce that and then make mature decisions that, as a parent, that'll give your children their childhood, they will be very, very grateful to you, and they'll look upon the divorce as a catalyst for something new and good and better in their lives and have a feeling of hope and security as opposed to dread and fear and anxiety that the world is ending, which is the case for so many children because their parents aren't giving them other messages.
That is so true, Rosalyn. And I feel that what we should really focus on as women is healing every aspect of our own lives so that when you have your divorce, you don't take it out on your children, you don't take it out on situations. You really do what, you know, like what all our speakers are going to be talking about. You really go in and take notice of all the things, all the tools they're giving you. Because healing is a long, long process. And to be able to do all that Rosalind is saying, you really need to be on point. You really need to be aware that this is a must for you. Because this will avoid years and years of therapy. What she's saying now will avoid years of issues and problems. And for those that have made mistakes, now that we know, we just have to make sure that we heal ourselves as we're healing the situation. And if you go and speak to your child and they're angry and they don't want to talk to you, and just keep knowing that too is just a phase that will need healing. And you'll need to take note of it and take care of it. It is really wonderful. There's no mother that will hear what you've got to tell us today that will say that they don't have the tools to take care of their child divorce, to take care of their children during and after divorce. It's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And what else do you think that your child-centered divorce network, how can we fit that into all that we're talking about, that they'll be able to come to you and you'll be able to help them even more?
At the Child Centered Divorce Network, answers to all the questions that mothers would have are there. I have a free weekly newsletter with advice and tips and articles for myself and a team of wonderful experts, always providing new insights. There's articles on the website itself. I have several coaching programs, audio coaching as well as personal coaching, and I interview people. I do teleseminars. There's wonderful resources of the good, trustworthy people to align yourself with, so that if you're looking for help in any regard, you know that you could depend on these people and these websites and these books to steer you in a way that's going to be whole and healthy, and that's what it's all about. So, and I'm available to people. People email me every day and ask questions, and that's what we're all about, and it's very important to know that you are not alone. You are part of a huge community worldwide. The Child Centered Divorce Network is aligned with all the other divorce people who are sharing this message. And in addition, I do want to remind everyone that forgiveness is a big piece of the puzzle.
Yes,
I know
definitely.
It's one of the hardest things to embrace, especially when
yes.
you're filled with deep emotions and anger and
when
resentment.
When you're still blaming.
Yes. But on some level, you need to do the inner work. One, to forgive yourself for any mistakes you may have made, poor judgment, decisions that could have been done differently, and then to work on forgiving the others in your world that you are blaming for creating this outcome. Because on some level, if you look for the lessons rather than looking for the blame, you will be able to accelerate your growth and move to another place of healing and wholeness. There are lessons in every experience in life, and wouldn't it be wonderful to teach your children some of those lessons so that they don't repeat them, and to role model ways of handling awareness of these new lessons, rather than just bitching and griping and feeling sorry for yourself and getting in a pity party and feeling that the world is at an end, because you have the responsibility to transform your life following the divorce, heal it, and create a new you, the you that you want to step into and be. And all of that is possible. The opportunities are there. And for many people, they look back and say, thank God, that was a blessing in my life.
Yes, that was a gift.
Yes,
that was
always
best,
a gift.
That was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Exactly.
Yes. And with the you also have a free ebook for our listeners. I know that.
Yes. If our listeners go to childcenteredivorce.com, that's childcenteredivorce.com, right on the top right column of the homepage, you'll see a place to give me your email address, and I will send you my free ebook, Post-Divorce Parenting, Success Strategies for Getting It Right. And it's filled with the kind of wisdom that we've been talking about today, suggestions, steps, advice, insights, tips that you can use. So take advantage of all of that, and it will make a big difference in how you approach going ahead with your divorce, whatever stage you're at, if it's before, during, or even years after. It'll help you get the insights to move ahead in a more productive way for you and your family, and especially for the children that you love. So that's my gift to everyone.
Oh, wonderful. And we're going to have that on our site, too. So they'll be able to, if
Excellent.
You don't remember that, you can just come to us, and you're going to see it on our member site. And you'll be able to access it from there also. And Rosalind also have something wonderful to share also, if you'd like to tell our listeners that.
Well, I have a new program called Mastering Child-Centered Divorce. It's an 8-hour audio coaching program, and I put my heart and soul into this. I'm very proud of it, and it's just been launched, and I'm very proud to make it available to the listeners of this Healing Summit, because the timing is so appropriate. it gives you information on how to diffuse conflict with your ex while maintaining positive communication, and how to best handle questions, depression, tension, and arguments and other behaviors from your children, what you can expect from children of different ages, from toddlers through teens, because they all react differently at different ages. Their understanding is different. How to stay centered yourself and take care of your own emotions and needs during this crazy time of transition, and how to best take advantage of the help, the resources, the good guy attorneys and mediators, therapists and coaches without being taken, so that you're making smart decisions, how to handle the weekly routines and the scheduling activities and the parenting plans and other responsibilities without losing your cool, and how to cope with co-parenting skills, being a single parent, and all the variety of other complex challenges that come with divorce. So there's 6 hours of coaching in addition to 2 bonus interviews, one with outstanding collaborative divorce attorney who wrote a wonderful book that I highly recommend called Stop Fighting Over the Kids, Resolving Day-to-Day Custody Conflicts in Divorce Situations. His name is Michael Mastrassi. And I have a fabulous interview with him that's part of this program, as well as another interview with myself that talks about some other facets of co-parenting and single parenting that we didn't cover tonight. And there's a workbook, so that there's assignments and questions and areas where you want to be dwelling, so asking the questions and doing the assignments keeps you on top of all this information. And then best of all, I've included a full 1 hour one-on-one personal telephone coaching session with me, so that we could really get down to the nitty-gritty of whatever your situations are, and you could talk to me directly, and we could come up with some strategic solutions that really work and make an immediate difference in moving you in a direction that's more successful and more satisfying for you and for your children. There's also another coaching audio on how to talk to your children and communicate most effectively with them. So this is an entire program that includes 8 hours of audio and the workbook and the 1 hour coaching program with me, and I'm making that available. And you can go to the link that we have set up so you could learn more about it, because I have a special pricing exclusively for those who are listening to the summit recordings. And shall I give that link now?
Yes, you can. It's
okay.
Better than ever. You can. Yes.
It's betterthaneverafterdivorce.com/empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R. So it's www.betterthaneverafterdivorce.com/empower. And I described it all in
special price
detail. And this special price is, this is a program that's regularly $297, and I'm making the entire program, including the coaching session with me, which normally costs $135 alone, and the entire program is just $197. So that's something that
Thank you, Rosalind. That's really, really generous of you.
Well, it's that's something really that I just want to get into as many hands as possible, because I know that
it'll
impact people early on. And just avoid all the mistakes that we talked about that we certainly don't want people to be making.
And, you know, the most difficult time for families and children of divorce and is this time of the year. As Christmas, Thanksgiving, all this time as they're coming, it's very difficult. So this is so timely that if you can get your hands on all these programs and you work with Rosalind, of course, you're going to find Christmas and all this holiday period, Thanksgiving, it's going to be much easier. You'll be able to sit on the same table, or at least be able to be very cordial with your ex. And you will not be fighting, because you'll be thinking of your children. So I really highly recommend what Rosalind has put together for you to go to her, to the betterthaneverafterdivorce.com/empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, and get the program, get start working, and we will have, by tomorrow, we will have a link on our site for you to get the free gift that she's giving you. It's really, really been a very empowering night for all of us. And I know that many of you already, you told me before that you have questions and you like to ask us some questions because, you know, you've been to on our website and you have questions. And I really do apologize that we have really gone over the time. So I will suggest that send us your questions at info@betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. info@betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. And we promise you that Rosalind will get them. She will reply you. She will work with you. She will, you know, whatever it is she needs to do. You can feel her passion. She is not joking. She's serious with this, with making sure that these children are well treated, they're well taken care of. She is their voice, and she's not going to let any one of us get away with ill-treating and traumatizing those children. So I thank you so much, Rosalind. I thank you. Well, is there any other thing that you want to add to talk to them about before we leave?
Well, I just want to remind everyone that not only is this so important for your children, but this is a gift to you as well. When you learn how to relax, let go, diffuse tensions, and give yourself the respect that you deserve, and look at your divorce experience as a lesson, that a life lesson that can transform you into another level of self-confidence and achievement and happiness in the future, then you will look back upon it, and not with regret, but just as another chapter in your life. And if you can do that for yourself and then inspire your children to look at it that way, you're going to have a future that's bright. And I promise you, there are wonderful experiences ahead. No matter how depressed or down or frustrated or angry you may feel at the moment, there is happiness ahead for you. And you have to just open the door and allow yourself to step into that possibility. And don't do it alone. Just realize you have the support of so many of us in this community who really care about helping you through the transition. You're not alone. I know there are many challenges that are not black and white and simple, and they're not taken care of in an hour or in a week. But your attitude goes a long way toward moving into how you're going to see your own future and how you're going to role model the future for your children. You have power, and with the support that you're getting through this community, you'll be able to accomplish wonderful things. So never give up, and I look forward to interacting with all of you.
I thank you so much, Rosalind. You have just been, you know, incredible, and it's really, I don't even know, no words can really express how much you have given of your knowledge, your information, your love, your passion, and we really thank you on behalf of everyone on the call and in the Better Than Ever After Divorce family, where many of us from all four continents, all over the world, I say thank you, and we're happy that we've spent the last hour with you. Thank you so much.